This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, remember that this day is one step in the much bigger scheme of your entire life. Each day is just a part of something bigger that is happening with your life. Each day has its own story, but it's part of a bigger story. And of course, even your whole life is just a part of God's bigger story, of what God is doing in this world. And it's so important as we move through each day to keep in mind that what happens now in this choice that I'm making, as I respond to this temptation, as I consider what to do about this sense I have of what God wants me to do, as I encounter people today, every one of those things is part of something that's bigger in your own life or in the lives of the people that you're interacting with, and certainly bigger in the scheme of what God is doing in your life. And we're talking this week about living life on purpose, having this sense that your life is for a reason. And we said, number one, figure out what God is doing through you in your life. Why God has shaped you the way he's shaped you, blessed you the way he's blessed you, even given you the difficult experiences he's given you. How does God use you in other people's lives? And for some people, it's on a very practical level. They're good at putting things together, at organizing things, at helping people with things. And for others, it's more on the spiritual level of teaching spiritual principles or discipling others or things like this. But whatever it is, just you need to stop at some point in your life and say, what is it that God blesses through me? And then focus your life on that. That's what God wants to use you for in this life. Live life on purpose. And when you have that sense of purpose, set some clear goals in prayer. Say, God, here's something. In light of what I see you doing through me, I want to set this faith goal of how you can use me and set some clear goals for the future, and then tell someone you know about those things and enable them to become an encouragement to you. And by telling someone else, also it creates kind of a sense of accountability in your relationship with that person too. Today I want to go on to a verse in Psalm 37, verse 23, where David writes, "The steps of a man are established by the Lord, and the Lord delights in his way." Well, just thinking of this idea of steps. And when you come to this place of setting clear goals of what you want to accomplish in the area of what God has set before you, then take some time to pray and write down some steps that it will take to reach that goal. Write them down. And again, share them with someone. Get input. But you know, steps are so important. That's why I challenged you to remember that this day is a step on a bigger journey. And as you think about what it will take to get to these goals, to just throw out a faith goal without any idea of how to get to it isn't very useful. When you look in Scripture at the people God used, he often gave them massive faith goals of what he wanted to do through them. But then they sat down and they mapped out, here are the steps on the way to that goal. And so we need to do the same thing, thinking through what it will take to accomplish something significant for God in line with the race that he has set before us, the purpose he has given us in life. Sometimes reading a life story of a Christian who you feel like was given the similar kind of race that you've been given to run, and seeing how things unfolded in their life, that can help you in thinking through things that you might put in as steps towards your faith goals. But whatever it is, stop and think, okay, what would it take for me to accomplish this for the Lord as I move forward with his plan for my life? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.